Hundreds of mystery lovers, mostly women, gathered over the weekend to celebrate writers who work in the tradition of Agatha Christie. They also gave out an award in her name, the Agatha. These readers and writers arrived for the three-day event, which they call Malice Domestic, dressed in spectacular hats and vintage gowns. They've been meeting for high tea and high intrigue here in the Washington, D.C. area every year since 1989, NPR's Netta Ulaby reports.
Malice Domestic takes its name from Macbeth and its inspiration from Dame Agatha Christie. Here, writers and fans discuss the challenges of making a murder tidy. A workshop on poisoning drew hundreds, mostly older women with demure demeanors. Author Claire McNabb, whose protagonist is a cop, led a panel on killing off acquaintances.
If you're going to kill a real person in your writing, you can gloat over this as you talk to them, watch them, and you think, you imagine their mouths twisting in agony, their eyes open in horror, and it makes life really quite exciting.
Exciting is all very well and good, but excessive sex, violence, and gore are frowned upon. For this group, sleuths tend to be female and range from heiresses to shopkeepers to exotic dancers.
Well, my heroine is a Jewish grandmother who goes to Israel and ends up working for Mossad.
Jane Eisenberg. Her sleuth has gone through menopause, and all the mysteries have a menopause theme.
What's your favorite way that you've ever killed anyone?
A sweater.
There's a name for a mystery that excludes gratuitous sex and horrific violence. It's called a cozy. Malice Domestic chair Cindy Silverblatt appreciates how the genre has diversified.
It's not all in a garden setting or a house party in the country anymore.
Claire McNabb says that mysteries such as cozies, with their clearly defined moral universe, amateur sleuths, and everyday settings, aren't as fashionable as certain other tales of suspense.
Cozies do not write serial killers. The whole idea of a cozy is that you don't have that totally renegade person. You get popular writers who have two serial killers in a book. Then there's going to be three, there'll probably be five eventually. But there cannot possibly be this many serial killers.
Malice Domestic attendees prefer the less lethal characters of Christie, Dorothy L. Sayers, and Rex Stout. When it comes to choosing the Agatha Award winners, these voters are infamously well-informed and voracious. Many say they read 3 to 4 mysteries a week. Jan Burke, who authored the Irene Kelly mysteries, says winning an Agatha can make a career, not to mention a tea table.
Then they'll be given these very amazingly decorated teapots with skulls on them. Not the kind of thing you necessarily want to pour tea out for your visitors unless you really want to frighten them. But they look very lovely on a mantle, I'm told. I would love to see how one looks on mine.
After a few days of drinking tea and talking shop, these mystery buffs put aside their fatal proclivities long enough to see who gets the teapot.
The winner is Storm Track by
Margaret Maron is taking home her 4th teapot. That's a record. Maron's written 17 mysteries and has a grand slamming history. In 1992, she swept the mystery world, winning every major award. The Edgar, the Anthony, the McCavity, and the Agatha. Resplendent in a red beaded jacket and glowing pink with surprise, Maron accepted with the gentle modesty of a cozy heroine.
You people. You're really too much. You're really too generous. Thank you.
With its rituals, flamboyant hats, and fierce love of a literary tradition, Malice Domestic is a place not unlike the books it treasures, where order triumphs and the lady vanquishes. Netta Ulaby, NPR News, Washington.